Buongiorno, signor Walter Brun.
Sì, buongiorno.
Can you tell me something about your father?
Well, he was born in 1902. I think he came here in Furlan. Allez, nasciuto in 1902. È venuto in questa country here in 17 years. He was 17 anni vecchio. So 1919. And era carpentere. He went to school to learn English, and that's where he met my mother. And because they had me in June 15, 1926, I was born. My name is Walter Brun, okay? And I have a couple pictures of him, if you want to see them later, okay? So, una pittura con il suo automobile, con la macchina. In 1925. Remember that?
It was his car.
Yeah.
But where? Here?
Oh, he's driving it. That was before I was born. So. Yeah. Dopo lavorare con carpentere, una di lavora tutti i lavori erano così. E io in 10 anni io ho fatto fare la musica, praticare musica, e anche adesso è suoni. 71 years I've been playing. I don't believe it. I ha detto a Charlie, quando chi eri 14 anni vecchio, gli hai suonato al Venetian Club. And they're your cousins, aren't they? Yes. Yeah, he's a balaming yambi per tutti these. But let a bon experience. And for long, he say un poc, but enough pratica the favela tant.
Your father talked to you in Furlan?
My father and mother all spoke to me in Furlan. I went to school. I didn't know English. I was scared. I was afraid. I cried. I didn't have friends. Very, very bad. Then I learned. After a couple of years, then I was all right. But first, it was bad because everybody spoke Furlan around the area. And not much English. And us kids had to learn it after we got to school, which is hard. And one time I was at the Kennett Senior Center, and we were asked to go speak at the school for 2 and 3 year students, tell them what we did when we were young. And in one of the classes there, I knew that they were mostly Spanish people, and they don't speak English. And I thought to myself, what am I going to say? And that night I thought, so the first thing I said, when I went to school, I was just like you. I could not speak English. Their mouths dropped open. It was something. So it was very nice.
Yeah. And where does your mother came from?
My mother came from Cleolus, up near the Austrian border, about 45 minutes north of Pafarro. And my father was from Pafarro, and he worked in the where they make the knives and stuff.
Maniago.
So in that area. Where are you from? And nothing to do with this, huh?
Does your father tell you something about his life in Friuli?
Yes. See, he was in the bakery all the time, and he said he would go to Udine with baked goods. And I said, "Well, how far is it?" "Oh, half a day." And I said, "But how far?" He didn't know how far. It was just a half a day, traveling, walking with the cart and the mule and the pastries in the cart. So when I went over about what almost 15 years now, 15 years I've been over there, and I saw, and I could understand then why it took a half a day to get from Pafabro to Udine through the mountains and stuff. But he couldn't tell me how far it was. But just the daytime, half a day. So that was very interesting for me. So he told me about that. He also told me how to defend myself one time. It was in Philadelphia. I guess I was about 10, 12 years old. And there was another little boy around the area there that may have been 2 years younger than me. And every time he saw me, he'd come over and want money from me or candy or whatnot, or he'd hit me. Well, he scared me to death. So one day, I came home crying all the time. And my father said, "That's enough." My mother didn't want him to. He said, "I'm going to show you what to do next time." Said, "No, no, no," my mother would say. Anyway, he said, "Next time he tells you that you want some candy, put your hand in your pocket, make a fist come out, and hit him in the face." So I was eating an apple. I was going to the store around the corner, and here comes this boy across the street, comes over to my side of the street, "Give me a piece of that apple." I got another apple. "I'll give it to you." I went, put my hand in my pocket, made a fist, came out and hit him. He went crying in one direction. I went crying back home again. But that boy, every time he came up the same side of the street from me, he'd go on the other side now. He would never bother me anymore after that. So there were a few of the things my father said.
And how does he came here? By ship?
Oh, he came by ship. I don't know if I have the... I don't have the manifest here. I don't have the manifest of the ship that he came on. But he came by himself. And my mother came...
He went to Genoa.
He went to Genoa and came from Genoa. And my mother came over with my uncles and my grandfather on her side. So I didn't know my grandfather from my father's side too well. My mother's side, I knew of him a little bit better. I have some... I don't know if these... somebody made this up for me in reference to the Brunn family and the Calusi family, and it's a family tree, I guess you call it. This, I think, was a sale of the property.
Properties in Italy.
Yeah, their properties in Italy that they found after my father died. He died of a cancer of the esophagus. He smoked a lot.
And he told you something about the first days here in America?
No, he didn't talk too much about that. I know that he talked about one time he was saying he had to buy a sewing machine for his sister. And I didn't know what he was talking about. But when we went over, we met his sister. It's my aunt Bruna, and her name was Bruna Toffolo. And I went to see her, and she grabbed a hold of my arm, didn't leave go for 2 hours. And she said, "I never thought I'd see my relatives from the United States." But anyway, the first thing she did take us over and showed us the sewing machine that my father bought her for her. And that's what she made her living with. And now it was all oiled up and it's covered and everything else. Of course, she wasn't working at it then because she was in her 80s, I guess. Almost as old as I am. God. So that was nice to see that. And I met my half-uncle, it would be his half-brother, Aldo, and his wife, Gemma, and the two daughters, which was Marina and Esther. And they're both married now, and Esther has two children. So we had to go over again and see them. But he didn't talk too much about Italy. And I always asked him, do you want to go back? Never said nothing. I don't know whether he wanted to go back or not. But I'm glad we went there and we saw where some of my relatives lived and so forth. We walked in Pordenone and we went up and we saw where Pleca has his house there. And Ondina, I guess Mazzulli now, she was Giacomelli. She has a place up above Pordenone, and they go there every summer. So I don't know if you know about them.
Projects. Is coming down. Major projects that you worked on.
Anche io ho fatto un po' di carpentiere per 45 anni, superintendent of most of the jobs, and fatti scuoli, aeroporto per the government, down Dover, at Newcastle Air Base. We built some of the Nike sites up in Westchester. Did a lot of schools, a lot of hospitals, and at one time we did schools for the smaller children. After 5 years, then we made for the middle grade children. After 5 to 6 more years, then we did for high schools. So my boss is pretty smart that way. I mean, he just bid on those type of schools in the beginning. He said they followed his children right on up the ladder. So I've done a lot of work in factories, a lot of factories. And then I worked for another, that was about 19 years. And then about 20 years I worked with another outfit up near Pottstown that did a lot of work like this, mm-hmm. condominiums, apartments, houses, things of that nature. So got a lot of experience. And today I'm working in the wood shop here. Yesterday I put up a nice frame, oak frame over a mirror. And it's 5 feet wide and 3 feet deep. And I put the mirror, it's oak, all oak. I grooved it out and I put the four corners like we used to do in the olden times. You put the four corners for